The New England Patriots are hanging on to the best record in the AFC, and they now get to sit out the first round of the NFL playoffs. That's thanks to a 33-16 victory over the Tennessee Titans yesterday in the Patriots' final regular season home game. Coach Bill Belichick is happy to see his team in control with a 12-2 record.
Always good to win. You know, 12 wins, that's on the right track here. You know, a lot of positive things. Still, you know, a lot of football left here, a lot of things we can improve on. We'll keep working on that, but a lot of guys step up.
Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is ESPN.com football reporter Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah.
Well, the Titans are not a very strong team right now. They have only 3 wins, and the Patriots appeared to have this game pretty much in hand all afternoon yesterday. How solid of a victory was this?
Well, anytime you can win by 17 points in the NFL, that's a good win. The Patriots always talk about starting strong and finishing strong. They certainly started strong in this game, jumping out to a 24-3 lead at halftime. They didn't really finish strong, and that was one thing they were talking about after the game. They didn't really like how they let the Titans sort of hang around in the second half.
You know, the Patriots have been hampered by injuries for a couple of weeks now, and it appeared for most of the game that they might go a week without any serious injuries, but then came the fourth quarter. Dr. Reese, how healthy did the Patriots come out of this game?
Well, they had 3 key players not finish the game. A wide receiver, Danny Amendola, their number 3 receiver and their punt returner, left the game with a left knee injury. One of their starting linebackers on defense, Dante Hightower, left the game with a left knee injury, and he had missed the 2 games before this one with a left knee injury, so we'll have to keep an eye on him. And their starting safety on defense, Patrick Chung, left the game with a thigh injury and did not return. So 3 significant injuries we have to watch for to see if those players will be able to return at some point.
We also found out yesterday that 2 Patriots are in mourning. Tell us about what's going on with Rob Gronkowski and Brian Stork and the approaches that they took yesterday.
Sure. Well, Rob Gronkowski played in the game, and he dedicated the game to his close friend and trainer, Dana Parento, who he said passed away late last week unexpectedly. And he posted a message on his personal Facebook page, Rob Gronkowski did, and said, "I'm dedicating this game to Dana Parento." And when he scored a touchdown in the first quarter, the first touchdown of the game, he actually raised both of his arms up to the sky, and he looked up, and he said afterwards that he was looking up to his friend Dana Parento. And it was very emotional to hear Rob Gronkowski, or he was very emotional after the game, speaking about that. And then their starting center, who snaps the ball to the quarterback, Brian Stork, actually didn't play in the game. And I was told that he lost a very close family member, and Bill Belichick and Brian Stork sort of decided together that he wasn't ready to play in the game. He was still in mourning. So a very emotional week at the end of the week for those 2 players and the Patriots.
Mm. Now, the last 2 regular season games are road contests against the Jets next week and then the Dolphins. At worst, the Patriots have secured at least the number 2 seed in the playoffs. And given these injuries and what's happening, do you expect that we'll see a lot of players sitting out the last 2 games?
Well, in this next game against the New York Jets, the Patriots still have a lot to play for. You mentioned that they have that number 2 seed locked up, but they really want the number 1. And that would mean that every game in the playoffs, as long as they win, would be played right here at home in Foxborough, Massachusetts. So they won't rest anyone until they have that number 1 seed locked up. Of course, if players aren't healthy enough to be ready to go, those players would obviously be rested. But then they'll get to the final week, and if they have that number 1 locked up, then we might not see Tom Brady and some of the other big-time players.
Because they are the Patriots after all. Okay, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN.com and provides weekly analysis here on WBUR. Mike, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.